pitched battle for a key Syrian town.
If it does fall, you could have a humanitarian disaster.
The fight to save the Ebola patient in Dallas.
He is on a ventilator and receiving dialysis.
Traffic stop turns violent.
People are getting shot by the police.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's an early test of U.S.-led airstrikes against ISIS militants in Syria. And the town of Kobani near the Turkish border is slipping into militant hands as human rights groups call on the world to save it. This comes as 51% in a just-released CBS News poll disapprove of President Obama's handling of the ISIS crisis. 40% approve. Let's check in with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Steve, adding to the administration's challenge in the fight against the terror group, new strains with Turkey over that NATO ally's reluctance to respond to the ISIS threat near its border with Syria. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons looks at the stakes.
Turkey now is going to be threatened more. They'll have them right at their border, right at their doorstep. But Turkey's got a huge conventional army, 650,000 soldiers, modern equipment. It would be no match conventionally if they decided to get involved.
The administration is very unhappy that Turkey is not more involved now. The president's point man on the military coalition, retired General John Allen, will soon travel there for urgent talks.
Well, Canada has decided to join airstrikes for 6 months, and the FBI has posted an ISIS propaganda video on its website.
We're here with the soldiers of Bashar. You can see them now digging their own graves in the very place where they were stationed.
It's the voice and masked face of a fighter who may be an American or Canadian fighting with the group. The FBI hopes someone will recognize him and identify him. CBS's Clarissa Ward found Western fighters sympathetic with the group inside Syria.
We met a 26-year-old Dutch fighter called Yilmaz, born in Holland, but now one of the thousands of Western jihadis fighting in Syria.
Even if it was my own father that was bombing these people, I would fight him. I killed him myself.
He was a soldier with the Dutch army, but when special forces turned him down, he quit. Angered by the Assad regime's brutal crackdown, he traveled to Syria.
So I felt the need as a human, and of course as a Muslim, that I had to just stand up and do stuff.
Yilmaz's goal is to overthrow the Assad dictatorship, but his idea of what should replace it is radically different from the U.S.-backed moderate rebels.
We don't want your rules. We want our own rules.
Tell me about those rules. What kind of rules?
We want Islamic law.
The Liberian man with Ebola in Dallas is in critical condition on a ventilator, but reports say his fever has gone down. Reporter Sabrina Gibbons has more from a center where 35 volunteers bound for West Africa are being trained.
Healthcare workers and volunteers are here at the Center for Domestic Preparedness in Anniston, Alabama. They are going through the actual process of entering a ward where Ebola-infected patients are being treated. They are being directed on proper protocol for how to protect themselves and the patient and what to do if something should go wrong. Now, this center will be up and running, training about 40 people a week through March if needed.
This is Pam Coulter. Insisting the health of Americans is the top priority, CDC Director Tom Frieden said they're preparing new procedures for Ebola screening of people coming into the U.S.
We're looking hard at what we can do to further increase the safety of Americans. And in the coming days, we will announce further measures that will be taken.
That could include identifying people coming from West Africa on direct and indirect flights.
There was a scare on an American Eagle flight in Texas last night, prompted by a violently ill woman who had been traveling overseas, but officials do not believe she has the Ebola virus. Near California's Yosemite National Park, a tanker pilot died in a crash while fighting a wildfire. CBS's Steve Futterman.
An investigation is now underway to determine exactly what caused the crash. The plane was on a flight to drop fire retardant when it went down. There were some eyewitnesses. One person said the plane exploded upon impact. This is the first crash of a California fire air tanker since 2006.
The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments on a key case from the workplace. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Amazon is gigantic. So are its fulfillment centers, the places where zillions of online orders get processed and shipped. Some could house 20 or more football fields. The centers employ well over 40,000 full-time workers who must undergo security screenings when they clock out, often standing in long lines every day to show they're not stealing anything. The Supreme Court is considering whether they should be paid for that time. The key question here is whether these screenings are an integral and indispensable part of the job as federal law requires. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
NFL star Adrian Peterson's expected to plead not guilty today in his Texas child abuse case. A federal lawsuit's been filed against the police department in Hammond, Indiana, by people in a car who shot cell phone video during a traffic stop.
Are you going to open the door?
Whether you say somebody's not going to hurt you, people are getting shot by the police.
Police smashed a car window and used a stun gun on a passenger. The department says officers feared for their lives when the man in the car's hands went for the center console. There was no weapon in the vehicle. Americans Eric Betzig and William Morner and German Stefan Hell share the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. They came up with new improvements for microscopes. A terminally ill woman's decision to schedule her death has kicked up a social media debate. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
In a video posted on YouTube, Brittany Maynard says she'll die November 1st in Oregon, where assisted suicide is legal.
I will die upstairs in my bedroom that I share with my husband.
But disabilities rights advocate Marilyn Golden says Maynard's case is not an argument for legalizing euthanasia. She says some disabled people might be pressured into killing themselves.
For every Brittany, there may be 1 or 10 or 50 individuals who stand to be significantly harmed.
An emotional debate Brittany Maynard won't live to see resolved. Steve?
Well, two cable networks have pulled reruns of the family series Seventh Heaven.
I never thought of myself as the type of father who'd have to drug test his kids. I'm willing to do just that if that's what it takes to find out who brought a joint into this house.
Well, Stephen Collins, who played the pastor patriarch, is under investigation by New York City police for alleged child molestation. Trade publications say Collins has also lost a movie role. Well, some people got up very early today to see the total eclipse of the moon, called a blood moon because it appeared orange and red.
Almost a very deep red.
It was kind of eerie.
The colors from sunlight reflected off the Earth's atmosphere. Most death rates are falling and life expectancy is up. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitney has the latest government figures.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control says a child born in this country in 2012 has a life expectancy of 78 years, 9.5 months, a full 6 weeks longer than someone born in the previous 2 years. The numbers suggest that medicine has gotten better at managing life-threatening conditions like diabetes and heart disease. But the mental health system is lagging behind. While death rates for most common causes declined, the CDC says the suicide rate hit its highest level in 25 years. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Vic Braden lived to 85. Braden, who died this week, was a colorful tennis coach seen a lot on TV in the 1970s. He brought technology and psychology to the game, opening tennis colleges, as he called them, in California, Florida, and Utah. One spawned the pro star, Tracy Austin. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.